grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. In Christ Jesus, dear friends, in his truly impassioned letter to the Galatian Christians, St. Paul has this to say: "The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Here St. Paul speaks in the most intimate way of his relationship with Christ, his Savior and Lord, of whom he says, "He loved me and gave himself for me." He loved me and gave himself for me. And so not only St. Paul, but every believer can and in fact should say, "He loved me and gave himself for me." And so it is a most blessed truth, a most blessed reality, that to be a Christian is to have a most intimate and personal relationship with Jesus. And so you and I and every believer can and do joyfully say, "He loved me and gave himself for me." But nothing could be more mistaken. Nothing could be further from the truth than that sadly widespread delusion that to be a Christian involves nothing more than a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. For wonderful as that personal relationship truly is, to belong to Jesus in fact involves being not some isolated sheep, but a sheep of the Good Shepherd's flock. It is impossible to be a sheep of the Good Shepherd without being one of his flock, that countless number of his lambs and sheep, both in paradise and on earth. Our Lord himself points to this blessed truth when at the end of the Gospel read on this Lord's Day, this Good Shepherd Sunday, Jesus says, "And other sheep I have which are not of this fold," by that he means the Jews, "and them also I must bring, and so there will be one flock, one shepherd." You cannot be Christ's sheep if you have no place in Christ's flock, the Holy Church, which is his mystical body, just as the sacrament with which he feeds us is his sacramental body. Now, it's no secret that you and I live in a country which has, from its beginning, praised and admired individualism, which rejoices in the delusion of the self-made man, as if any human being has become what he is, for good or ill, all on his own. And together with that individualism, there is also this modern plague of egalitarianism, a $10 word, a big and ugly word for a big and ugly delusion. Egalitarianism mistakenly teaches that not only are we all, in fact, equal in the eyes of God, that is true. Egalitarianism claims, contrary to all reality, that each and every human being is somehow equally capable, equally gifted, equally qualified in every way. And what goes together with that egalitarian error is resentment of authority, resentment of authority. And that's a problem, because you cannot be a sheep of Christ's flock if you see no need for those under shepherds whom Christ himself has placed over his flock here on earth to guide and to feed it. You cannot be church by yourself. You cannot be a flock by yourself. And you cannot be a sheep of Christ's flock if you refuse to be shepherded by those under shepherds whom Christ himself has placed over his flock as his authorized representatives here on earth. So yes, it is a most blessed truth, a most blessed reality, that as one who believes in Jesus, you can joyfully say, he loved me and gave himself for me, but never in isolation, never in isolation. For in creating his church and in giving to his church shepherds to feed and lead it, Christ makes of his church a congregation of believers who always gather to hear the good shepherd speaking through his under shepherds, who also truly feed Christ's flock, not with any earthly food, but with the truly miraculous heavenly food of his body and blood. The very body and blood that he gave into death for the forgiveness of our sins, when he, the good shepherd, became the sacrifice Lamb who takes away your sin and my sin and the sin of the whole world, so that we no longer live under the well-deserved sentence of eternal condemnation, but under the mercy. Under the mercy. And how I love those words, under the mercy. For they are words which always bring to mind what are perhaps the most tender words in the entire book of Psalms. The most tender words in the entire book of Psalms. And the words are these. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. His tender mercies are over all his works. The epistle read on this Good Shepherd Sunday is taken from the first of two letters of St. Peter found in the Bible. Toward the end of his first letter, St. Peter directly and specifically talks to pastors. The word pastor, of course, means shepherd. And it is the Good Shepherd himself who provides his flock on earth with under-shepherds, pastors, to care for his lambs and sheep. So in speaking to pastors, St. Peter has this to say. Tend the flock of God that is your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory. One way of summing up what St. Peter has to say here to pastors is this. St. Peter here is urging Christ's earthly under-shepherds to conform both in their lives and in their work to the good shepherd, who is the chief shepherd of his flock, both in paradise and on earth. For just as Christ is the one true teacher, the one true priest, he is also the one true shepherd, of which all us earthly under shepherds are but a pale reflection. St. Peter lays on Christ's under-shepherds a most solemn responsibility. But he also promises to Christ's faithful under-shepherds a most glorious and indeed eternal reward. So I ask you to pray for me, the unworthy under-shepherd Christ has placed over this portion of his flock here on earth, that I may be able humbly and faithfully to walk in the steps of the one true shepherd who loved and who loves us and who laid down his life for us, for you, for me, for all his lambs and sheep. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.